It's time once again to play Public Radio's 11th most popular game show, The Conversation News Quiz. To qualify to play, earlier this hour we asked this question. In a recent anti-Google ad campaign, Microsoft came up with a catchy phrase for their campaign telling users to avoid Google by saying, "Don't get what?" The correct answer was scroogled. David Hyde, who's our winner?
Mark Anderson, Ross.
Mark Anderson got that correct. He is going to be playing the Conversation News Quiz. Mark Anderson lives on Queen Anne. You work at Microsoft, so you kind of had an advantage here. Your ears were probably perked up to hear with this ad campaign, right, Mark?
I'm a vendor, a supplier for Microsoft.
Okay. I understand you have foster kittens in your home. Is that right?
Yes. Maybe too many.
How many?
At one point, it got into the teens, but right now there's only four down there.
Oh, four is manageable, but getting to the teens, too much?
Yes.
Mark, thanks so much.
My wife.
Thanks a lot for playing today. And remember the rules now. We're going to ask you three questions. If you get two of them correct, you are Conversationalist of the Week. And you are going to be replacing the person who is up there now and get the glory. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Recent tragedies in Seattle have triggered an emergency discussion of drunk driving laws. Governor Jay Inslee said Tuesday it's not acceptable that so many DUIs within 10 years before a driver is charged with a felony. Do you know how many times within 10 years you can have a DUI before being charged with a felony? How many times under current law before you're charged with a felony within 10 years?
I believe it's three.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. The fifth time you're charged becomes the felony charge. It's four times. Close, but
that
no cigar. Okay, next question. This might not be easier. We played a bit of a song earlier this week on The Conversation called Accidental Racist. It's a collaboration between a country singer and a hip-hop artist. It discusses race and racism in America. Can you name the two artists on this song? It's a song called Accidental Racist. Can you name the two artists on that song?
Oh, I thought I was going to hear the song, but no, there's no way I know that.
Oh! Brad Paisley and LL Cool J. Okay, your third question. Earlier this hour, I spoke with Northwestern University professor Dan Kennedy about the pending acquisition of a local TV and radio station outlet, Fisher Communications. Sold what TV stations and what radio station to Sinclair Media? What are the properties known by the four-letter logo that will be sold if this deal goes through?
Oh, I just heard this.
Three, two.
KISO.
Sorry, it was KOMO. KOMO. Fisher Communications Como. They are on the block to be sold. There's an offer for that. David Hyde, how did Mark do in the Conversation News Quiz?
I got to say, he struck out, Ross, 0-3.
Oh, Mark, so sorry. We had a tough one this week. You made a valiant effort. Thanks for being a good sport and playing the Conversation News Quiz.
I had so much fun. Thank you.
Good. We really appreciate you taking the time, Mark. And you might get the chance to play the Conversation News Quiz next week. Sally Ann Sadler, she keeps the Conversationalist of the Week title, wears the crown for yet another week at the Conversation Facebook page, but you'll get a chance to take it away from her next week. David Hyde produces our show with Arwen Nix. We get production help from Hannah Byrne and Amber Cortez, and Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.
And you are out of here.